Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
From executive producer Jimmy Kimmel.
What's up, team? Just two people can't launch a brand. It takes a village.
We are MMD Hollywood.
Wowee.
Which stands for medical marijuana.
Due to restrictions, we can't tell you everything about our new reality series. But what we can say is the idea behind it is fully baked.
I don't know.
High hopes. Streaming on Hulu.
We're going to do what Ben wants to do and how Ben wants to do it. Our job is putting every player in position to make plays. So there are changes with terminology, how we're calling things, you know, which has been an adjustment for Ben, and he's been great and really learning it, doing really well with it. And I think he has adapted easily, just like we all knew that he would. That is our job. Matchups are how you win football games. Ben starts with the quarterback. What does he do well? What does he like? What does he see? Well, you know, what is good to his eye in the passing game? And then we build off that.
Okie dokie, we are presented by Chafin Lujan Injury Law Firm, doing good by doing right. He has spoken, the Steelers offensive coordinator, Matt Canada, for the first time. And when given the first opportunity to talk about Ben Roethlisberger, he made it sound like Ben is still the king of the Steelers' castle. Cool.
Meet the new de facto offensive coordinator, same as the old de facto offensive coordinator.
I have an opinion on it.
Yeah, you were the actual guy.
And then
that,
you got fired for it, Todd.
You were the guy who actually did
on
work
that opinion.
As one.
He got 42 points in a playoff game, and he got canned for it. And then you ruined a bunch of washers and dryers and the house you were living in. You vandalized it, and then you got sued for it, and then your wife got in trouble for it, too. Yeah.
He's had a run, hasn't he?
And now he's out of football.
I feel like he got a little bit of a raw deal from the football standpoint.
With the Browns?
Yeah, just in general. I mean, you just said it, put up 42 points here in a playoff game and got canned for it.
But he didn't get along with Ben.
Yeah, what's Ben won to justify firing?
I actually think back then it was justified, and this clearly isn't. The difference is Ben Roethlisberger in 2017 was a much better player than he is now. And it's the same way I feel about Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay, not to go off on a side tangent and go down that road.
Why?
But you make concessions to star players.
Best, yeah.
And the bottom line with Ben Roethlisberger is that in 2021, he's not the player he was even a couple of years ago. We're going to do what Ben wants to do and how he wants to do it. You might as well call yourself a eunuch right now and just hand it over. Just, you know, you ask players that get cut to turn in their playbooks. That's pretty much what Canada said today. He's the boss, I'm not. I mean, to me, it's so, I know that this is right in your wheelhouse. But the problem with this is people get this so twisted that you're anti-Ben Roethlisberger if you're critical of these comments. You're just being honest about where the guy is at this point, at this stage in his career.
Wrong. You're a hater.
He's not the type of player that you do this for. If Andy Reid said that about Patrick Mahomes, which he wouldn't, but if he did, I would get it. If Bruce Arians even said it about a 43-year-old Tom Brady, I would get it because the guy won the Super Bowl last year. Did Matt Canada watch from his seat up in the Steelers coach's box Ben Roethlisberger over the last five or six games last year?
Wasn't his fault, Pony. Didn't have an offensive line or a running game. A lot of drops out there. Not his fault. He deserves the autonomy. I think the spin I've seen today so far has been you guys aren't taking like the whole quote, or you guys aren't looking at Mike Sullivan's quote where he said Ben is willing to learn and he's a sponge and he's an open book. You guys are just being haters. No. It's always been this
we
way
didn't
here.
Put we didn't put those words in Matt Canada's mouth. Nobody held him at gunpoint and said, "Say something that is going to fire up Chris Mueller today, please."
Listen, I predicted this. I got to the top of Everest first here on this whole sort of line of thinking, and I just continually am proven right by everything that happens. Mark Abali tweets out the entire Matt Canada quote. Like, I don't know if this was supposed to quell.
You just heard it.
Like, the quarterback is the focal point. It's the greatest position in all of sport.
Okay.
After Mark had tweeted, like, the little quote, and it's like, how does that in any way soften the end of it? We are going to do what Ben wants to do and how Ben wants to do it. What in the rest of the quote is some sort of magical qualifier?
I'll tell you right now, he would never, ever, 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 ever say that about Mason Rudolph. No way.
Matt Canada?
Yes.
Of course not.
He would not say, we're going to do what Mason Rudolph wants to do and how he wants to do it. And if he said that, everybody would have that John C. Reilly professor face where they're like, huh? Mason Rudolph gets to like call his own number and call his shots?
I know. But Ben is a lot closer to Mason Rudolph than he is Aaron Rodgers.
I just think they're affording Ben things that they're giving Ben things, or they're giving Ben the respect because of what he's done so far in his career, past tense, and not what he is right now or what he's going to
be. Well, this is also a symptom of, this is one of the things that you have to do and some of the rigmarole you have to do when you've decided you're not going to rebuild. That's not in your DNA. We're going to keep taking more bites at the apple here with this guy. Like, what's it going
to
take?
And I think it's also to make sure they don't get pouty face Ben and they get Ben who buys in.
Who cares?
Because what do you get with Ben if you don't even have him buying in?
What do you get with Ben if you have him buying in?
I know. That's the double-edged sword.
Negative Nancy.
What is he buying into, by the way? What he wants to do? There's no
and how,
buy-in
and
requires
and how
ben
he
to be
wants to do it. Don't forget
no, no, no.
about the and how he wants
yes,
to
you're
do
right.
it.
Buy-in requires sacrifice. Buy-in requires, like, two people have conflicting ideas and one or both of them make sacrifices based on what they would normally
want to do. I almost
wonder
if Canada knows somewhere if he has – he's clearly close to Tomlin. He wouldn't be here if he wasn't. He recruited the guy's son to play college football for him at Maryland. They obviously developed some kinship or relationship when he was at Pitt because they worked out of the same building. Mm-hmm. There's clearly a connection between Canada and Tomlin. It almost makes me feel like they have a wink-wink deal. Look, just gut this out with Roethlisberger. And then if it backfires and it blows up on Ben, you're not going to get fired for it. You can really do what you want once we move on from Roethlisberger, but just put up with it now.
So what's the horrible situation? He's good enough that Art Rooney wants to keep him. They're not good enough to win a Super Bowl this year, but his stats look so good that Matt Canada has to put up with this another year?
I guess, but like, if the charge is let Roethlisberger be Roethlisberger, and if the offense is putrid and he stinks, you know, your job is not, you're not going to be held accountable for it. That's not a bad gig. That's not a bad gig where you're going to make.
In some ways, is Canada not being a eunuch here, but just automatically throwing all the blame on Ben right off the bat? We're going to do what Ben wants to do. The tacit part of that, the quiet part he doesn't say is, and if it sucks, we did what Ben wanted to do. Not what I wanted to do. We did what Ben wanted to
do.
Well,
I'm definitely pro Roethlisberger, but I'm also not blind to the facts and also not someone that is going to push stupid or silly false narratives. You can't have it both ways where you say when they're in the no huddle or they're running this wide open offense where Ben's throwing the ball 50 times a game and it works, you can't say, see, it's all Big Ben. And then when they throw it too much and it blows up in his face, you can't then say, well, it was Randy Feuchner's fault. And too much of that has gone on here in the offseason.
Well, that's all people do. That's all the pro Ben side does. When it works, it's all his doing. When it doesn't work, it's somebody else's fault.
I just think you've got to, if I'm the Steelers, I think the best way of handling an aging quarterback that's almost ready to be put out to pasture, probably should have been after last
year.
That
was the best way.
The best way to do this.
Let him do what he wants.
Dust off an NFL history book and look at the careers of both Manning brothers as a way to do it and a way not to do it. The way not to do it is when you're a loyal organization like the Giants family run, and you basically let a quarterback that can't play anymore play for too long, and your draft decisions were dictated by it, and the way you played was dictated by it, and Eli Manning basically just like, in football terms, died on the field for them, got every opportunity, stayed on way too long, and the franchise went in the wrong direction for it, completely lost its way, and is still trying to recover from it. And then the other side of it is with Peyton, where the Broncos basically said, we're going to win games without you screwing it up for us.
Peyton Manning in his final season only started half the season.
Right. Well, that because part of it was he got injured, though. But when he played, it was, hey, Peyton, you're not going to like throw it downfield because you really can't even do that anymore 40 times. And we've got this great defense, and we're just going to try to game manage our way to wins.
Nine
and
touchdowns
they did.
And 17 I know. Picks. You know, you present it as the right way to do things. That's not exactly the easy way to do things. That's the, we got lucky that we had a transcendent defense that could bail you out repeatedly because you both.
But
here's the hidden thing is here, in the good way and the bad way you're describing for the Manning brothers, the common thread is both of them sucked out
I
loud.
Know, but you actually got buy-in from Peyton Manning where he recognized in that year that he couldn't win
when
games like
he did.
When
has Ben Roethlisberger ever displayed that level of self-awareness?
I know.
Ever.
I know, man. And why would he when his offensive coordinator says things like he did today?
His offensive coordinator could come in like a complete hard ass on day one of school and Ben was going to do what he wants to do. That's been his MO his entire career. And while I get the reputation of the hater who's never nice to him, he's been very good at many points in his Steelers career. But one thing that's true about him is you can't tell him jack squat because he's been one of the more coddled star quarterbacks in the NFL in terms of how his organization caters to his every whim for a very long time. And this is what happens. When you spoil your child and don't discipline them for a long time. Oh, I'm sorry, Ben's the adult. It's the other 52 who are our kids. When you spoil them and you tell them they can do whatever you want and you can fire a coordinator because he was mean to you and he didn't like you and you didn't like him, this is what you get. Good luck.
Well, they used to put Ben in his place. Wisenhunt had him, had him in shackles, and then they fired Bruce Arians because they were too close.
And how many games have they won since they've given him the keys and catered to his every win?
They've won three playoff games since.
And one of them was a Le'Veon Bell win because Ben just kept handing him the ball.
And the other one was against Matt Moore, and the other one was against A.J. McCarron.
Okay. So I think you've
made the case
here.
And the Bengals melted down. The point is, even though it's putting a player above everybody else, you do that for the quarterback in football, even when the guy has a personality where he makes it about himself and he's pretty self-centered, because you pretty much, with very rare exception, need a great quarterback to win. However, you don't even know what kind of quarterback Roethlisberger is at this point in his career. What is he? He even admitted a few weeks ago, like, he couldn't answer a question about his elbow without saying, I was only a few months recovered from major reconstructive surgery, and yeah, it feels good now, but let me get back to you later in the year about it. You don't even know about his elbow. And plus, he's 38 and could fall off a cliff at any moment.
39,
thank you. So I just don't...
Not exactly a titan when it comes to keeping himself in football shape either.
I just don't get right now, when this is your first chance to talk about your offensive coordinator regime, your era, your administration, so to speak. Well, it's pretty consistent with what other Steelers brass have said. Honestly.
Matt Canada was supposed to the guy who wasn't easy to get along with because he's a hard-headed personality. He's clearly decided to put that aside, and it's Ben's
show. I think he's just going to suck it up until Roethlisberger's done, and I think he knows there aren't going to be any consequences or repercussions if things don't work out. I think they're going to be patient with him.
Well, I guess you better hope Roethlisberger's done soon.
Hopefully it'll be Dwayne Haskins. But you know what, Chris? Like, I can't get that mad at him when Kevin Colbert 2 months ago, before he even got into the draft, like, stopped and made sure the room was silent so he could praise Roethlisberger for taking a pay cut and coming back for this team. So in one sense, like, he's just he's just taking the company line.
What have they done?
He's won two Super Bowls and never had a losing season. But that's
he has.
All in the past.
He went 7-8. He went 7-8 in the season as a starter.
The team didn't have a losing season. You get what I mean. That's how they look at him.
How many Super Bowls has Brady won since Ben won his last one? Better yet, since Ben even appeared in his last one. 3, 4?
They beat the Seahawks. They beat the Falcons. They beat the Rams. They won last year 4.
So he's won twice as many as Ben has in his career since Ben last appeared in one. That's cool. That's fun. Awesome. Let's keep catering to the guy. They'll deserve what they get, and what they're going to get is a whole lot of nothing for a while.
Well, it's just, it sounds like we're going to go as he goes. And I just would not, with the defense they have, might still have, with Bush coming back and how well they played last year, and now you've got a running back that you used a first-round pick on, it shouldn't be, it's all about, you can say things like, hey, you know, the quarterback is the most important position on the field. It's still a focal point. We need to put Ben Roethlisberger in position to succeed. You can say all of that. And then if, like, he says that and we're still ripping Canada and ripping Roethlisberger, well, then we're splitting hairs and we're making mountains out of molehills. But when the offensive coordinator says, with no hesitation, we're going to do what he wants and how he wants to do it, and the quarterback has a reputation of going completely off script and says things like, I called it up in the dirt, and you saw all of the Matt Canada wrinkles go out of the offense last year. What are we supposed to do in this situation now?
Toe the company line like every fan who's mad at us does. And I don't, just say that he's going to be great. It's going to work
think
out.
I
you
really,
know what they're not going to run if it's all up to Ben? Quarterback sneaks. That'll be out of the playbook for sure.
Quarterback sneak.
Thank you. Right. Craig's on his game today.
Oh, there's no burger in there today.
Craig thinks that it's... He's loving that everybody is on the same page out of there, over there.
Oh, Craig's singing Kumbaya right there with him.
He likes that everything is
simpatico. He looks like Matt Canada, and
the Steelers.
And he is of the same mind as Matt Canada. It's Ben's show. Let's let Ben do what he wants.
Craig's all in on this team.
We go as Ben goes. That's why we're going to go
7-10. Craig
thinks
that Ben is motivated this year.
Mm. Showing up to voluntary workouts. Looked like he was in great shape, by the way, too.
Weren't we saying that about him last year?
Yeah, now the elbow's a year healthier.
He looked like Guy Fieri by the end of the year?
No, he's going to be great. It's reverse psychology. That's what Matt Canada's using.
Craig, what happened to your hard conversation
Reverse psychology? What do you mean reverse psychology?
He's saying, oh, everything's Ben's. It's all his. They're building him up.
When it actually comes in, then Matt Canada's going to teach him.
Yeah, then he's going to start introducing
his
stuff.
No, he wants to throw the Ravens and Browns off the scent. That they're and the Bills in week one, that they're going to make a game plan that's all about stopping Roethlisberger, and it's really
going to
be.
Really, it's going to they're going to run the wing team.
But, Craig, what happened to your hard conversation take? These don't sound like Craig's thing from the second they lost to the Browns was, I demand hard conversations. People need to be put in their place. This isn't putting anybody in their place.
This is saying publicly what makes Ben happy. And I think you got to keep the big guy healthy. You got to keep him happy, don't you? Every team has to keep their quarterback happy. That's what they're doing. Behind closed doors, you heard Juju saying it. Ben's asking questions a lot for even an adult, is how he put it. Ben's all in on this offense, it sounds like to me. Canada's just saying what you need to say publicly.
I do think that the last point, there's something to that. That I think, Ben, if Canada was a complete hard ass about this, or even downplayed Roethlisberger's role in the offense, that would be getting off on the wrong foot with him.
What does Roethlisberger do here to get off on the right foot with his coordinator, by the way?
Ask questions and
pretend to be interested.
Make it seem like...
Oh, sure, Matt. Great idea. At what week do we get the I drew it up in the dirt after they come back for a late win?
I don't know. Let's look at the schedule right now.
Buffalo? No, they're going to lose that game, and he'll passive-aggressively toss Matt Canada under the bus.
He'll say they're still trying to find their way. It's only one game.
You know, we did do a lot of new stuff out there.
Yep.
We literally were just – I was telling the line of protection and moving guys around and playing – backyard football.
Oh, yes.
I don't know that he called too many kind of.
Here's my prediction.
Quote unquote plays is an all time line.
Here's my prediction. They're going to beat Seattle on a Sunday night here because it's a quarterback matchup. It's
and
Ben against Russell Wilson.
Yeah, and he's going to say he drew it up in the dirt in that Heinz Field play.
There's a great quarterback on the other side. We just had to
go punch for punch with him. And you know, it was a heavyweight fight, and we were the guy standing
at
the end.
I was using plays that we had from, you know, Coach Randy's playbook.
No,
in the no huddle.
Took our nipple rubber out.
I talked actually to Coach Bruce, you know, that's BA down there in Tampa, and we were just having a casual conversation as friends, and, you know, he made a couple suggestions just off the cuff here, and, you know, I put those into play today.
From executive producer Jimmy Kimmel.
What's up, team? Just two people can't launch a brand. It takes a village.
We are MMD Hollywood.
Wowee.
Which stands for medical marijuana.
Due to restrictions, we can't tell you everything about our new reality series. But what we can say is the idea behind it is fully baked.
I don't know.
High hopes. Streaming on Hulu.